That's all right, mate. How you going?
Oh, fucking idiots. Since your email last night, World War III has broken out. Simple fact is that council staff have given us the wrong advice and they've fucked up.
Yeah.
I've just got off the phone to Todd. I've been through the CEOs, deputy CEOs. I just got off the phone to Todd. Todd's in the office working today.
Yeah.
I've gone through the whole process with him, what we were told, what's happened, all the letters, everything. He's committed to getting a new letter written.
Yeah.
One that will be signed off by you and I before it goes to Louis.
Yeah, that's fine.
And he'll do that before tomorrow, okay? Right. And because I said to him, I said, the issue is that Louis needs to get the banks off his back.
Yeah.
So Todd's committed to getting a letter that will get the banks off his back.
Yeah. Well, see, that's... All right. I mean, I came and saw you and you said, you know, see, what happened was, Luke, is I said to Louis, you got to drop the case, brother. I said, drop the case and we'll work through it. And now, now he's saying to me, he goes, oh, you made me drop the case. This, I said, well, hang on. You know, I mean, everyone's advice was to do that. Everyone in the council, in order to, he goes, and then he starts saying, oh, well, you told me there's a 100-meter zone. I said, look, I don't forget about all that stuff. I said, what we're after is a result. And I mean, we just need an exit strategy so we can just, you know, even if we can get some money for some of the block, if we go back to the bank and say, look, you know, we can sell half the block, we'll get 2.5 mil, well, then we'll refinance the rest. It's it, you know, it's, I just got to stop the guy going bankrupt.
Yeah, I know, Luke. And that's my goal too. So this is how far we're going. So the letter's step one.
Yeah.
The next committee round is the second week in February.
Yeah.
In that committee round, Todd's putting up a report to amend the planning scheme, the current planning scheme.
Yeah.
So that we will get Louis his approval and fast track it by the end of February.
Okay.
But a letter will come out to the banks to show that we're absolutely committed to the property. This is what Louis can actually do now.
Yeah, we'll see. So, it's just got to state that it's possible. You know, it's approved for X, Y, Z, and this part can be sold. You know, I mean, the bank's got to know that you know what's happening as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Todd's well aware that Todd's written these letters to the banks before. He's well aware of it, and this is the I'm just stunned, absolutely stunned at just how poorly the office is.
I got the letter yesterday afternoon, and I was in a meeting, and I read it, and I thought to myself, this says nothing. And then I knew after, because I'd forwarded to Louis, and then I knew, and then, mate, the phone just didn't stop. I was in this meeting, I couldn't take the call. He rang me like 10 times. And I thought, well, he's right, because that's nothing that we discussed in the meeting.
Nothing at all, exactly right. Yeah. Not that had a conniption.
And I'm thinking, well, hang on, am I a retard, or is it, you know, something wrong here? Yeah.
Look, I've made enough noise to scare a lot of people this morning and last night. So today, Stephen Ball's going to give you a call. Todd's going to get the letter done. We're going to proceed to get the amendment scheme straight away. And we'll work all that through. So anyway, the short and curly of it all is that we'll make sure that letter's there in Louis' inbox by tomorrow.
You've got to understand one thing, Luke. Louis, a really good friend of mine, and when I was bankrupt, he was the only one that put his hand up. And I bought my house because he put his house guarantee. My parents or my family didn't do that, right? So, mate, if you can't help him, I'm sorry, but I've got no choice but to walk away from the market. So I'm not threatening you, but, mate, that is the fact. I cannot help you. And I know in my heart of hearts I can move the markets. I promise you that, right? But, mate, if we can't help Louis, I'm out. I'm telling you.
I'm well aware of that, John.
Okay. Trust me, it's not a threat, right, mate? You're a mate of mine now. Louis is a good mate of mine. It's just a principle, mate. You know, at the end of the day, I mean...
Mate, look, if you saw the email that I've sent, I've actually said that exact thing.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I'm well aware of that.
All right, mate.
Good luck. Because I know, in life, if you can't trust people in small things, why would you trust them in big things?
The money doesn't interest me, Luke. At the end of the day,
no, I know that.
There's a shitload of money to be made by both the council, ourselves, and everyone for the markets. But at the end of the day, mate, the only person that helped me when I was down and out and bankrupt and fucked was Louis. And I said, mate, I need a favour. I need you to put your house up as security. And, mate, he did, you know. So, you know, mate, I really need to help this guy, you know.
I know. Okay, I'll get to it.
Okay, thanks, mate.
All right, mate, cheers.
All right, bye.